Okay, you ready? Even though. I thought I knew what I was doing. I thought I was helping. I wasn't invited to help. I had no respect. For a pain body. Even though. I have every right to not like it. To want to shut it down. I want to respect. That my sister can scream like a banshee, like an idiot, like an out of control person, and feel like she's able to. And I've never been able to do that. And maybe she uses parenthood as an excuse. I don't know. I'm learning to speak up. And I'd like to learn. To only speak up. When it's appropriate. Safe. I didn't like being screamed at. And she didn't like being coached. No mother ever wants advice. From someone who has no kids. Especially when they're acting badly. No human wants advice when they're emotionally overloaded. I thought I had a lot to offer. I want to remember it's not about me. Anybody could have asked her to be quiet. And she would have screamed, "Shut up." I could have screamed at her kid. And she would have been mad at me. This isn't about talking. This is about my sister. In overwhelm. So I joined her. I got my feelings hurt. And I got to suffer too. Because that's what good family members do. She felt so bad. And my poor niece. She had to feel bad. Thank goodness we didn't wreck. So my sister won. I decided to feel bad too.
All the ways.
I'm new to speaking out loud. Who knew there were so many rules? I want to love and accept me. I want to forgive my sister. I want to forgive me. For offering something
with really bad timing.
When people are screaming.
When people are rude.
They're not open for new information. When my feelings are hurt.
I used to not be open
to new information.
I've changed so much.
I kind of thought everybody else would want to feel better.
I kind of thought everybody else would want solutions.
It's not true. Kind of like being a doctor. Most people have no idea why I'd want that. I want to fall in love with the diversity.
I want to witness my sister.
My niece.
All family members.
All future patients.
Colleagues. Mentors.
Students.
Friends.
Observe
and allow them their own experience.
I'm only here
to heal me.
To coach me.
To guide me.
To change me.
It is not my job.
To offer advice.
When it isn't asked for.
Ever.
In any situation.
In any circumstance. It is never my job.
To offer.
That which has not been.
Desired.
I want to forgive me. For feeling so good.
That I forgot what it's like.
To feel victimized. And I asked my sister to forgive me. For forgetting what it's like
to feel so bad
that you don't even believe it's possible.
possible,
to do it differently.
To do it differently.
And I want to forgive myself.
And I want to forgive myself.
For forgetting.
For forgetting.
All the ways.
All the ways.
We're at different stages.
We're at different stages.
We're in different desires.
We're in different desires.
We're in different consciousness.
We're in different consciousness.
And it's okay.
And it's okay.
To feel good.
To feel good.
Even when others.
Even when others.
Don't.
Don't.
This really did happen.
This really did happen.
She really screamed shut up at me.
She really screamed shut up at me.
And it's okay.
And it's okay.
Because I accomplished what I wanted.
Because I accomplished what I wanted.
I took some of the heat.
I took some of the heat.
Off of my knees.
Off of my knees.
Really?
Yeah, you did. I accomplished what I wanted to do.
I accomplished what I wanted to do.
She quit screaming at my niece.
She quit screaming at
me. I simply volunteered.
I simply volunteered.
Here, be mad at me.
Here, be mad at me.
And she really did.
And she really did.
And it felt really awful.
It felt really awful.
And if I could go back,
I might change my mind.